Simon & Schuster Audio presents Your Mom's Gonna Love Me by Matt Reif. Read by the author.
For Papaw, who was always there for me and gave me the life he deserved. Intro. Never say never. I lost my virginity the old-fashioned, all-American way. In high school, in the backseat of a shitty little Honda with a girl who had a Justin Bieber tramp stamp. I was 17 years old, weighed 115 pounds, had gelled hair so stiff it could impale you, and a voice that hadn't even cracked yet. Yeah, think fuckboy without an ounce of fuck. She was my very first girlfriend, who I had met on Instagram. Because honestly, how the hell else do you meet anyone these days? And she was a couple years older than me because, well, we all have a type. We were in the white trash heap that is rural Central Ohio, parked in her car all the way at the bottom of the long driveway that led up to my mom's house because I didn't even have a license yet. We were lying there in that cramped little back seat in the spooning position playing just the tip. Don't judge. It's how most of you got here. It was very good for me. It was very, very fast, and I don't believe I used protection. Pretty much as high school as you can possibly get. We had just finished, and she was turning over for round two. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And that's when I saw it. Right there on the small of her back in that fancy, squiggly script favored by believers throughout the Midwest, never say never. Now, I really wish I could tell you this gave me pause, that I took in the absolute profoundness of these words and stopped myself to have a little think. Like, when she chose to get this line tattooed right above her butt, was my new girlfriend trying to be clever? Maybe even encouraging to desperate adolescent hornballs like myself? Was this an attempt at some kind of vaguely witty, quasi-sexual pun? Hey, kid, you might be fugly, but shoot your shot, so to speak. Or was she literally just like, that's my favorite Justin Bieber song, put it on my back like a bullseye? Seriously, I didn't give a shit. It was sex. I was her boyfriend. I wanted her right here, and I knew everything would be all right, even though it could have led to a baby. I really lucked out there. Because the truth is that even at that age, I had no interest in being stuck in Ohio.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?